The United States Supreme Court will hear arguments Tuesday in a case with huge potential impact on New Hampshire businesses and really anyone who shops online. The case essentially pits the 40-plus states that impose a sales tax against the handful that don't, including the Granite State. NHPR's Todd Bookman explains its significance.
This Supreme Court case is all about how sales taxes are collected when a business in one state sells a product to a customer in another state. So, as an example, let's use a Dover, New Hampshire company, Nemo Equipment. They make high-end camping gear, like tents.
And so this would be a two-person tent that we have here. And
Lorcan LaFleur is chief financial officer for Nemo.
You know, this is used for various backpacking adventures that, you know, and this is one of our highest selling products.
Since I live in New Hampshire, if I go to Nemo's website and buy this tent, I don't have to pay sales tax because New Hampshire doesn't have one. But if I lived in South Dakota, a state with a sales tax, and I ordered this tent online from Nemo, would I pay South Dakota sales tax?
Currently, you would not be charged sales tax because we are a New Hampshire-based business.
What LaFleur means is, because Nemo Equipment doesn't have any warehouses in South Dakota, no offices, no retail outlets, Nemo doesn't have to collect a sales tax on behalf of South Dakota. It's been this way since 1967. The Supreme Court ruled back then, in a case involving mail order catalog companies, that as long as the business doesn't have a, quote, physical presence in the state, it doesn't have to collect sales tax there. The economy has changed since the Johnson administration, even since 1992, when the Supreme Court reaffirmed the physical presence rule. Mail order has been replaced by e-commerce. South Dakota isn't just losing out on a few catalog transactions. It's now losing out on sales tax receipts on a huge number of online transactions.
And so this is really billions of dollars of revenue that is not changing hands.
This is Ian Samuel, a Harvard Law School lecturer who's closely watching the case of South Dakota versus Wayfair, scheduled for oral arguments tomorrow. Wayfair is an online retailer, but the end result of this case wouldn't just apply to them. It could apply to all businesses and all states. South Dakota is of the opinion the physical presence rule was wrong in 1967 and is wrong today.
What South Dakota is saying in this case is it has become a really big deal. And so it's no longer possible to just tolerate this mistake if the court does think it's a mistake.
41 states, along with the Trump administration, have filed legal briefs in support of South Dakota. They say there's too much lost tax revenue to let this stand. So that's one side. On the other, there are retailers like eBay and Etsy, and states with no sales tax like New Hampshire. They say it would be a huge burden to force businesses to calculate the, no joke, thousands of different state, county, and local sales taxes that exist nationwide. That it would force small businesses like our gear company Nemo to buy software and hire extra bookkeepers just to try to comply. With the backing of Governor Chris Sununu, the New Hampshire Attorney General filed a brief in this case. Assistant AG Anthony Galdieri says if the rules changed, companies in New Hampshire would find the tax reporting requirements overwhelming.
And the last thing we need is for our small businesses to say the risk and uncertainty of doing business over the internet is just too high. I can't afford to do it. And they may very well go out of business if they can't do that.
They argue this issue is best left not to the courts, but to Congress. And Congress has debated this topic in recent years. Senator Jeanne Shaheen says one sticking point has always been how to treat states like hers that don't have any tax revenue on the line.
But for us in New Hampshire, we would get no benefit from this. And so what we've argued is that we should be exempt.
With no legislative fix in sight, for now, all eyes are on the Supreme Court. Ian Samuel with Harvard Law says the stakes in this case are sizable.
I mean, it may not rise to the level of, you know, Bush v. Gore, but it's a biggie for sure. And I think people are going to be paying very close attention to it.
The 45 states that have a sales tax certainly will. So will the five that don't. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.